This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So every time you need to have the case that I just started reading now to refresh his memory, you have to go back to what was there before. So since we always have new people, we need to we're holding here at the end, Kuf Mem Dal Kuf Mem Hei, the end of Perek Nuntes in Maral, about Dayenu. So basically, briefly, we saw like this. There's three halakim. The 15 dargis are all his alus. They're going higher. Then he divided it into three groups of five. And each internal one of the five, he explained the different dargis of where it's coming from, where it's going to. So we saw the first five daggers were to take them out of the muck of Mitzrayim. So basically, it was all focused on getting away from what was bad, and each one, the hadraga. The second one was Tosefes of Milos, growing bigger and so on, and he explained each one of them. Vehine, in the left hand side, Kufim Dal. Behei Milos Rishaynois. Loihoya al Yisrael his alus, kikulam hoya etzir mitzayim. It bechal was not any uplifting. It was they had to get away from Mitzrayim. She'ein ze nechshav rakshay yoytzim laoyer shleimus hametzius. She'koydem ze yinika shin mivloim legamri. Before that, they were completely absorbed in Mitzrayim and they had no metzius because their own metzius was subsumed in the Mitzri's metzius. Then they didn't have their own metzius. And then the next five milas are the hisalus. And the last five is a dibuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to explain the sharp difference between the two in Yonim. If you take a look in the Mesillas Yesharim in his Akdama, should be Mesillas Yesharim somewhere. Mesillas Yesharim in his Akdama in Chayvus Adam Bolamo explains kind of what the tachlis of a person is, and he goes into sort of two Madregas. He explains the purpose of a person in this world is to get ready for the next world, and he says that the only real tachlis in the world is to be misaneg al Hashem. So he says it can't be a person is put into this world for this world because we don't have a real nachas ruach, and therefore you have to say that it was put in to be misaneg on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he says, if you think a little bit about more, let's get the lashon here. Okay, so the first one he says, Adam le'niva elis aneg al Hashem. That's one. Then he says, "Ukesh tistakel bedava." If you look further into it, "Tira kashleimus hamiti rakat dveikus b'yisparach." That the real shleimus is dveikus. And then he goes on a third one, "Vim tamik od beinyan tira ke'olam v'vashimash adam." So he has three madregas here. One is this anigal Hashem, one is this dabik, and one is that everything was created l'shamash z'adam. The third one is very out of kilter. It doesn't seem to in any way follow. But what's the difference between lehis aneg and lehis dabik? I mean, fine, if one is a little bit more than the other, that doesn't allow for clear delineations. I mean, one is very, very much kira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a sharp difference and so on. So let's take a nekuda and see the distinction. There's a melitza, a phrase used a lot by Kadmoinim. It's called, Baal Tanya uses it, it's called Tainuk Tmidi Eina Tainuk. In other words, if it's hot outside and you walk into air-conditioned room, you say, ah, great. The next minute you say, that's nice. The third minute, okay, you know, what's, you know, like, it's normal, it's natural. The same thing is true about if you have a beautiful scenery, you know, you walk into an apartment and it overlooks a hill, a river, whatever it is, and you say, wow, this is just, the view is just phenomenal. And then it wears off. Any Tainuk falls under the category of Tainuk to me, the Ena Tainuk. Any Tainuk that is constant is not, and that's why all types of like addictions and stuff like that, they require a constant raising of the bar, because once your body gets used to a certain level of X, you need more than that to trigger a reaction of Tainuk. On the other hand, and we know familiarity breeds contempt, b'chulu. On the other hand, when you get married, it's as tamid as can be. So how do we understand that? According to that logic, marriage should become worse and worse as you go along. And we ask neither Bracham nor Yigalite to comment on the situation. Does it become worse and worse? The Teretz is, there are two different types of in exchanges or interaction with something else. When something else is an outside thing, then it gives me tainug in the interaction. It gives me tainug in the flicker of interaction, and that decreases as time goes on. That's the Teva Dvar. It does not increase with time, it decreases. When something is part of me, it's a different type of metzias. In other words, exciting is the rarer it is, the more exciting it is. The sense of chibur and kesha, the more tamid, the more it's mechubur and mekusha to me. So when I look at tainuk in the sense of a flicker of enjoyment, that type of tainuk. So to meet somebody exciting, it's exciting once, twice, third time. Once it's a steady relationship, it's not exciting anymore. But there's a different chelik of hanah of a person when he's a bigger person. When the person wins a big prize, he's very excited. When he's comfortable and doesn't have worries, he is tranquil. And there's a deeper sense of, let's call it, satisfaction than tainuk. So tainuk is not identical to simcha. Shabbos is a b'chinas tainuk. Yontif is a b'chinas simcha. One is these are two different eifanim of Shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Yontif, Klai Yisrael went into the Beis HaMikdash and they saw the Kruvim Urim Zubazu, or they saw the Shluchim with the Lechem, and Ru'uchi Basim Lefnei HaMakom. In other words, the sense of ongoing Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu was what they saw during then. Shabbos is a different Bechina. Shabbos is there are things that are Aser and Shabbos, Muta and Yontif, vice versa, because Tainug is one thing and Simcha is another thing. So in the two, in Yon, they are both positive senses, but one is a sense that's dafka by the newness of it and by the excitement of it, and one is by the ongoing sense of kesher, by the ongoing sense of being. So if I win a lottery, so let's say if I win to a big amount of money in one shot, I'm much more excited and there's a big tainug. If I have a trust fund and for the rest of my life I have a check every week, then I don't have that flash of excitement, but I have the sense of content, the sense of my metzias is a shalom dekim metzias, it's a good metzias, it's a stable metzias, and so on. The same thing is a marriage. When a person meets somebody first, there's excitement, And when a person is happily married, there's tranquility and stability and that sense. So the shaychus of a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shaychus to the world of Ruchnius, also goes in two steps. The first step is the initial flash of light. There's a famous word from Rishon Salanta that a person is walking in a dark field and there's all, and he doesn't know where he's going and what's in front of him, and he's petrified, and there's a flash of lightning. So the flash of lightning lasts only one split second, but he gets a sense of where he is and what he is and so on. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, in the beginning, when he tries to explain Nevuah, he says Nevuah is always a flash. Sometimes people are zochetit once in a lifetime, sometimes a few times, sometimes many times, and sometimes even like Moshe Rabbeinu, who is constantly zochetit. But if you look carefully at the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a constant light, he had a constant flashing of light. As long as a person is alive, this Kaliyu, Anadim V'choy, a person can't be mizdabik Takarish Baruch Hu in this world, because a Chaymer and Ruach don't not mizdabik. It can't be an emissat vekus. The only thing a person can have is it can have flashes. Moshe Rabbeinu had a constant series of flashes, just like an incandescent bulb is. It works. There's a constant. It's a constant relighting. Actually, it's just that the eye can notice the on and off, and the mela, the sensation is a constant on. But it's really a lot of flashes. The Rambam says Nevuah is always a lot of flashes, but if you have enough of them, it lined up, it feels like one long illumination. That's the way the Rambam describes it. So Tainug and Dveikus are two separate dargas. The first darga is Tainug. It's the fact that it's so different and so much better and so much higher and so unique, and all of those things are what excite the person. And then the higher darga is v'davak b'ishto. It's the fact that a person is davak. This is what these inyanim were. V'hine behemayos v'shenis lehoyal. So he says that we saw. And then he says v'rishenim nechamisha nesina shabbos. So if you take a look at the five things that are mentioned here, Shabbos, Har Sinai, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Beis Abchira, he doesn't speak about specific mitzvahs on. These are all inyanim that kind of give over a person to Veikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, in other words, the Veikus is a matziv of being together. The Nesina Shabbos mitzvah zaloikis. We are bris ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Yisrael. It's a bris. So when we speak of Shabbos as being me'ein olam haba, it means on Shabbos we're part of a metzias that's beyond us. So the kirv v'asinai, the ma'ale is in terms of dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'aydeze posak zuamas nochas shebo al chave. It says that the what stopped was the zoom of the nachash. Let's explain this a second. When Chazal used a mashal, you can't picture the mashal, but you can get all the relevant information out of the mashal. Chazal depict. It says that the nachash was hitl bazuama in chava, and the whole world became infected with zuama. It means as follows. When a person is, any type of dveikus is nimshal to a dveikus in ish v'isha. The Gemara says Ben Noach is also b'ishas chavero, because it says dovak b'ishto v'lo b'ishas chavero. In other words, living with somebody else is a stira to the dveikus in Ishto. When a woman is mezaneh, so the relationship that the feelings that she has towards the second person become the obstruction towards the first person. You can't be dovuk in two things. So therefore, if the minute, like it says, like the Lashon Chazal say, Kotza Hamatzah Mehistareya, the bed is too short for another person. The minute there is another person involved, then it's blocking the chibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when the Nachash came, the Nachash attracted Chava and mankind by extension to a darga that it was being mezana with the Nachash. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu said one thing, that's another thing, you know, there's something to what the Nachash says and there's something to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That's called the Hitl Bazuama. When it says that the Zuama stopped, by definition it means that the Chibur went back again to the way it was before. It's a definition or description of the quality of Chibur. When there's some other Zuama there, it's a Chatzitza, so to speak. It doesn't allow for that Chibur. When you have the other one, when the Zuama is Nifsak, that's when you have the Chibur. So if it says that the Kirva Bar Sinai stopped the Zuama, then that means it was a Dibur. But Yosem is a Shenosna Teiru who Dibur Yosem. I want to just talk a drop about this. There are a lot spoken about Torah, how it's a Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a beautiful, beautiful description in the Baal HaTanya. In the Tanya, he describes the added quality of Torah that you don't find in anything else. There are two ways. When you speak of something containing something else, Lamashal, he says, every time a person does a mitzvah, he becomes enveloped with Kedusha. It's an outside action. Every time I give tzedakah, it's a maisa mitzvah, and I become like a palace surrounded with Kedusha. When I think of something, then in a sense, I'm surrounding it, metaphorically and even conceptually. My mind is embracing this point, taking it around, looking at it from all sides, and if I like this idea, I've absorbed it. As if I'd be eating food, my mind absorbs an idea. So in a certain sense, I am embracing the idea. If it's an idea that I don't understand, it's like using a metaphor. It's like I try to push something down my mouth that my mouth's not big enough to take it. But when I understand something, I'm actually taking it around and embracing it. So every act. So when a person learns Torah, two things happen. On the one hand, he takes the idea that which is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain sense. It's Chochmasa Yisparach and Hu Chochmasa Echad. So when my mind takes it around, I'm putting my arms around HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. And because it's a Maisa Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is surrounding me with its Kedusha. So he says it's a Hechatimtza of embracing and being embraced in one shot, which is impossible for us to imagine. We don't have any human counterpart to it. The sense of, just like if the relationship is I happen to be fond of somebody, the person is okay about me, so I'm embracing him. If that person is fond of me and I'm okay about him, he's embracing me. The mutual embrace is the mitzvah where it expresses itself as Torah. Because, and the Rambam writes, the only real place we can have tveikus, there's no physical tveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing like it. So holding a chefetz shel mitzvah is not really embracing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only area that we can actually make contact is in Seichel. Chachmasa Yisparach is Huva Chachmasa Echad. My Seichel grasps it on a Seicheldik level. That's the only place that is Shayach contact. So in Talmud Torah we have another Inyan of Dveikus. V'yesim izeh, Shechnisam la'aretz Yisrael, Ki aretz hazoyis hi lechelko shel Hashem Yisparach. V'kumash amr chazal kol ador b'chutz la'aretz doime k'mishayin lo'lekai. V'zah dibek yoysa. A person is dovuk in the land and in the karka, and if the land and the karka is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, ki li kol ha'aretz, if a person senses the li kol ha'aretz when he's there, he has a Kadosh Baruch Hu living there. V'yoysa shebonam beis abchira, v'ashem yisbarach sheichin itom legamri, v'hovet v'amelu. Since the beis abchira is where a Kadosh Baruch Hu is with them, that's the ultimate dibuk. you find different lashonis in about the Beis Hamikdash. We speak about the Beis Hamikdash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down to this world point to point until he came into the Beis Hamikdash, and on that it says Bosi El Gani Achosi Kala and so on. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu came into his garden. The Beis Hamikdash is the Makom Chibur, like you mentioned yesterday. It's called Chadar Hamitos in Navi. It's the place where it's shayach that a person have a permanent sense of presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to the snare, which was a one-time event. Even as opposed to Har Sinai, which was Kadosh and stopped being Kadosh. The hallmark of things that fall under the world of Tainug are the fact that they're temporary by definition. So Har Sinai was the ultimate in Giluyim, but it came and it went. The Makam HaMikdash is called Nachla. Nachla Menucha, and Kibun Shevoah L'Sham, it's Kedushasan, it's Skatshal HaShaitan, Skatshal HaSedlovan, Skatshal HaDeiris. The reason why it's in Skatshal HaDeiris is because it became Mufka from that. I guess we can take the same in Yonah Dural saying and broaden the scope a little bit in the Yom Tovim. There are three Regalim, and the Regalim again are, there's a seder to the regalim. They're not just haphazard. The first regal is the regal of Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim, Pesach, which is getting out of Chomer and Tumah and so on. And that's always the beginning. The beginning of Avodas Hashem is a breaking away from something. And that's usually, like we explained, it's done, it has to be done sharply and with a certain amount of chipazon. Because that's the Metzius. You can't break away, and as long as you're mechubah to something else, you're not going anywhere else. And we mentioned by Avraham Avinu when it says that at the age of three, he started searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, why at the age of three? If he was so bright, he could have done 2.5. I mean, what's the age of three? What's the significance of three? The Torah says three is when a person is nigmal from his mother. As long as you're mechubah to where you were, you can't be independent. If you're drinking the milk of your mother, then you are your mother. And it's only at the age of three when he was nigmal, that's when he started, the Rav Moshe started wandering. His mind started wandering day and night. His home is shaitet. Because that's the time when a person can be cut off, can begin to actually go on his own. The second thing is, that Shavuos is the Zman of Tainuk, it's the Zman of Gilui, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala world, and so on. Those are all, Sukkos is connected to Beis HaMikdash. Sukkos is when the Shechina came, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was the Zgala, they were Nimchal from the Chet, and the Mela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence was permanent, and that became a Pechina of Dibuk and Bias. Sukkah is the mitzvah, of bias. It's the Chag HaOsef is where you take and make it permanently part of your mitzvahs, and so on. The Kotzer is when you find what you gained. The Osef is when you make it part of your mitzvahs, you put it in your storehouse. So the Yetzias Mitzrayim is a long process, and it's important to identify the different stages. It's important for ourselves, it's important for understanding it. There's a stage of tearing away from what was, the Lech Lecha Me'atzom Atom HaSavich of Avram. There's a stage of finding the Tainug in Avodas Hashem and finding the His'alus that the person goes through. And the third stage is making it, taking Tainug and turning it into Dibuk. And it's a different phase. It's something where a person changes, but it becomes, instead of a one-time or a many one-time events, it becomes a long-term chibur and dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a permanence. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, next year we'll start. Somebody keep track of where...